Hello, and welcome to the Yoga and Yum podcast. My name is Sybil. I'm your host, and I'm really happy that you're here. This is the place where we come to practice deep mindfulness, serious self-care, and just living on purpose so that we can experience more yum in our lives and so that we can up-level our health, our total being health, so that we can do our part to up-level the planet. And our planet is in dire need of up-leveling. Dire need of up-leveling. So welcome. And in this episode, I'm going to start another series. And it is a series on understanding the chakra system for beginners. And even if you're not a beginner, when it comes to your understanding of the chakra system, it's kind of cool to just revisit the ideas of the chakras and how they help us both express and then understand our relationship to why we do what we do and how we do what we do, and how we can use them as guides to make any changes or shifts that need to be made. We are starting from the beginning. We are starting with the first chakra. The first chakra's name in Sanskrit is Muladhara, which means root. So this is our root chakra. It's located at the base of our spine, like in the tailbone area. The parts of the body that are associated with first chakra are things like the legs, the bones, the muscles, things that it's associated with our physical plane. It's associated with stability. So when you think about our legs and our feet and the base of our spine, that's where our physical stability comes from. It is associated with feeling grounded, feeling rooted, feeling stable. So think stability, grounding, connected. Think about it being connected to earth and also anchored in the present moment. It's associated with feelings of security and safety. So if you know anything about Maslow's hierarchy of needs, the first chakra would be related to that first hierarchy. If you ever studied Maslow, it's shown in a triangle, and each triangle has different colors, which, interestingly enough, the colors of Maslow's triangle for the hierarchy of needs coincides with the chakra system. So if you know anything about that, and I suggest you look it up if you don't know about it, but that first hierarchy of needs is that our basic needs are met. And that is related to the first chakra, that we're talking about our needs for survival, food, shelter, safety, security, being supported. It also is related to our overall well-being, our physical health, our physical vitality. It's sort of where trust is built. So if you think about that hierarchy of needs, in order for us to feel like our basic needs are met, we have to have this sense of trust. Also, anything having to do with our survival instincts. So our fight or flight lives in that first chakra. When our first chakra is balanced, we feel steady. We feel safe. We feel connected, grounded, rooted, present. We're able to do that because we feel safe. When the first chakra is, let's say it's imbalanced, we can look at kind of two sides of this coin. On the one side, we may be stubborn to the point of refusing to move through life, or being intolerant. The other side of that would be being really flighty. Think anxiety. When you have feelings of anxiety, you feel unrooted. You feel ungrounded. I give this analogy of it almost feeling like you were a plastic bag, on an empty plastic bag on a windy day, and you're just being blown to and fro without any sense of knowing where you are in space. So we can have either that too flighty feeling, or just sort of stuck in our own way, stuck in our own belief, refusing to move forward or to begin to consider someone else's opinion. It's related to that first chakra. It also goes into other chakras as well. One thing to keep in mind is that these energies, some of them are shades of gray where they start to flow into other energy centers and other chakras as well. So this is just, again, for beginners. This is kind of the base understanding of the first chakra. Yogi Cameron said, when the root chakra is open, we feel confident in our ability to withstand challenges and stand on our own two feet. When it's blocked, we feel threatened, as if we're standing on unstable ground. So the theme here is to feel safe, grounded, connected. Each chakra has a color that's related to it. So the first chakra, the color is red. And each chakra also has an element that's related to it. And the first chakra's element is earth. Each chakra has a sense, like one of our senses. And for the first chakra, it's smell. So if you think about it, when we're first born, or when many forms are first born, beings are first born, it's our sense of smell that tends to be really, really keen. Like, babies don't see very well. They have taste for things, but their smell is one of the first things that wakes up. And animals too, just in nature, if you notice, they smell things. They smell the ground to see if they can find food. They can sense danger sometimes through being able to smell. Animals, they say, can even smell fear. So that, and all that has to do with survival, which is, again, the first chakra. So what can we do to stimulate or strengthen the first chakra? So when we think about yoga, many times we think about asana or our poses. And all standing poses strengthen and balance the first chakra, because they help to strengthen the stability of the body. And we're also now rooted to the floor, or rooted to the earth. So any standing poses, but balances, super, super grounding. They can feel a little wobbly, but that's one way to really get you to get into the embodiment of the first chakra. Other beneficial practices would be things like eating a healthy diet. So really feeding your physical body the best food for your body. So staying away from things that don't serve you is best to balance the first chakra. When we eat and drink things that don't serve us, they cause an imbalance in that energy center. Maybe you're too stimulated. If you're too stimulated, how can you be grounded? If you eat things that are too heavy, then you're going the other way into sluggishness. So the first chakra is about feeling grounded, connected, and balanced, not sluggishness. Sluggishness is an imbalance. So really putting the things that work best into our bodies, that really helps with the first chakra. Here are different practices that you can do to ground. So if you tend to be a person that feels more flighty, more buzzy, more ungrounded, here are some things that you can do to feel more grounded. Number one, if you're practicing asana, standing poses. Strong standing poses. Maybe hold them a little bit longer than you normally would. Walking is very grounded, a grounding experience. Jumping on a trampoline, really anything to do with those feet and legs. Going for a nice jog if your knees are happy with it. Being in nature also, because we depend on nature, right? It's all symbiotic. We need it, whether we ignore it or not. But spending out some time in nature connects us to the element of earth, which is, again, the first chakra. When it comes to eating things, if you feel really flighty, then eating things that are a little bit heavier. So think healthy fats. Think comforting foods like maybe mashed potatoes. I'm vegan, so I don't eat meat personally, but meat is very grounding because it's heavy. It grounds you to the earth. For me, when I feel as a vegan not grounded or I feel like I need something, things like mashed potatoes, things like a little bit extra fats, avocados for me feel really grounding in my body. Having baked pasta dishes help me feel really grounded because they're a little bit heavier for me. So think things that just not so heavy that you're sluggish, but heavy enough where if you're feeling like you're buzzing all over the place, where it kind of feels like, oh, yes, okay, I'm here, I'm grounded, I'm stable, I'm balanced. The first chakra starts to develop in humans somewhere between the ages of 1 and 7 years old. So that early childhood period, this is super important because within those first 7 years of life specifically, and more importantly, the first 3 years of life, what are they learning? They're learning trust versus mistrust. That is all first chakra. They're learning autonomy versus shame and doubt. That's first chakra as well. And that's one of the reasons I was so drawn to early childhood when I was a classroom teacher. Because what we do in our early childhood years, that 0 to 7, is so crucial. It is more crucial. We all pay attention to like the middle school and high school. That's when we start to focus and pay attention to behavior and stuff like that and put money into sports or whatever. Think about what are you going to do for your future? And, you know, they tend to take up all the news. But by then, I'm not going to say it's too late. Because it's never too late. If you're alive, it's not too late. But it is so much more work to backtrack, to get down to the root, again, that first chakra, of, and then rebuilding as best you can. So it is super important that we really focus, if you're working with young children or if you have young children, young grandchildren, whatever. Those first 7 years of life, so important. And they are related to this energy of the Muladhara chakra, the first chakra. So that, in a nutshell, is the first chakra. There have been literal books, thick, huge books, like textbook books. I have one of them, written about the chakras. So I am skimming the surface, but I think sometimes for the average practitioner, this base knowledge is really all you need to understand. So if you know more and you think I've missed anything that was super crucial, please leave a comment. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, would love to hear your commentary. Or if this resonates with you, again, I would love to hear your commentary, because this stuff lights me up. I love this stuff. I love getting into the energies, the subtle energies and that kind of thing when it comes to a yoga practice. So I hope this you found this educational and just entertaining, if nothing else. And please share this with any what I'm going to call yoga geeks or energy geeks that are really interested in learning this stuff. And maybe they're brand new, but they want to learn more. So please share this. And hey, feel free to give this episode a rating. I would love that, especially if you liked it, because it really does help the show. It helps it become more visible. And my goal is to help one person a day. And maybe this information helps at least one person a day. And maybe, too, it will inspire you to do further study, because there's so much more information to learn about the chakra system than I'm really going to give in this dissertation. So until next time, here's wishing you all the yum in life, and stay grounded, stay connected, and stay balanced. Peace. Bye-bye.